This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Elmore City Council approved a rezoning request that'll pave the way for about 20 townhomes across from the YMCA Park. Here is Planning and Zoning Director Kevin Robinson talking to the City Council about that rezoning request and what the developer plans to do with it.
The townhomes don't have a name on these yet. Right now it's just 500 to 516 North 1st Street. The applicant for this rezoning is Stanley Construction Services. They are the tentative purchaser from Stanley YMCA, the owner of the two properties. A approximately 1 acre parcel and a 0.23 acre parcel side by side at the corner of CB Crook and North 1st Street as shown in the aerial right there. These are right across from the Y Park and across from Church and Catty Corner to the Y. They are proposing City R4, traditional neighborhood design district, proposed to create a luxury townhome development with flexible home office space in the bottom. As I mentioned, the one lot is vacant, formerly bank use. The other is unoccupied residential. These would be mixed-use townhome slash office. There would be 20 units. Water, sewer, and power available to the site. The topography is flat, gently sloping to the west.
Kevin, what is R4?
R4 is our traditional neighborhood design district. It's a high-density district, but it's the trade-off of that is it's a conditional district where council reviews design as well. It allows for pretty much all types of housing as well as some non-residential as well.
Pretty wide open, then.
Yeah, it's pretty wide open. No automobile-oriented uses. It's designed for higher density but more walkable type development. If you'll remember, there's a property that we did last year, I think middle of the year last year, up there at the corner of Montgomery and 2nd Street, where the Sinclair Station is. There's a similar project, it was R4. These are both small. It can also be a much larger district, but these are the first two applications we've had of it, and they're a little bit smaller. The applicants proposed redevelopment of the two unused properties with 20 single-family attached townhomes with rear access garages and flexible home offices, which can accommodate customers also. Proposed development use is permitted in RO. However, the R4 district provides additional flexibility in height, and units can be located on narrower internal streets and also more flexibility in the uses of each unit than you would typically get an RO townhome. As part of the R4 development, higher focus is placed on design criteria, and the district must include a site plan and design details as part of the conditional review. Landscaping and trees to enhance the streetscape. Landscape plan's not shown. That is one thing that we would ask. We'll get some more detail about that as well in here. The proposed development is on a small infill parcel and thus does not necessitate many requirements of the R4 district designs, including neighborhood centers and street networks. The plans overall meet the R4 criteria with the exception that a landscaping plan has not been shown. Staff would recommend that a minimum of 8 medium to large street trees be placed near the corners of buildings on street and around internal streets and parking areas, as well as small bushes and hedges also be interspersed in the development as is detailed in the zoning ordinance. Additionally, staff encourages the angled parking design on North 1st Street to provide additional parking for visitors and or customers. However, this being a DOT street, that would have to be approved by NCDOT. What the applicant has provided is actually taking some of their right-of-way or some of their property in the front there and shifting that in. They've got an additional 4 or 5 feet to get angled parking right there and running the sidewalk around that so they could actually have angled parking similar to what you have downtown. Current width of that street's about 4 feet too narrow for that. But again, that would have to be approved by NCDOT. They've approved similar projects elsewhere. Planning Board heard the proposed zoning map at its January meeting and voted 8-0 in favor of recommending approval to City Council with a statement of zoning consistency. Staff would recommend that City Council consider the conditions laid out above as part of an approval and find the rezoning request to be consistent with city plans.
Eastside Volunteer Fire Department said that on Monday around 9:30 at night, Eastside Fire Department was dispatched to a large outbuilding on fire on Churchview Road off of Sweet Home Church Road. Other units on initial dispatch were Albemarle, Baden, and Southside. They said Engine 651 was the first to arrive and began aggressive interior attack with other units assisting as they arrived. The fire was called under control around 9:55 with extensive overhaul following. This fire occurred well under freezing temperatures, which creates additional hazards for responding units. Isaiah wanted to give their thanks to their neighboring response agency for the huge amount of assistance in some seriously cold conditions. In addition, there was the Stanley County EMS, Stanley County Sheriff's Office, and Albemarle PD units that assisted. The fire is being investigated by the Stanley County Fire Marshal's Office. Base rates for North Carolina homeowners insurance premiums are set to increase on an average of about 15% by mid-2026 as part of a settlement reached by the State Insurance Department and the industry. The agreement was announced Friday by State Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey. That contrasts with the January 2024 request by the North Carolina Rate Bureau, which wanted a 42.2% overall increase. Causey, an elected official, began his third term earlier this month, formally rejected the Bureau's request last year, which led to formal hearings and include multiple weeks of witnesses, evidence, and arguments. Causey said in a news release that the proposed rate increases are sufficient to make sure that the insurance companies who have paid out large sums due to natural disasters and face increasing reinsurance costs due to national catastrophes have adequate funds on hand to pay claims, he said. The Bureau attributed its large request to high inflation, particularly on building materials, combined with calamitous storms and severely inadequate premium rates to cover claims. The Bureau's requested increase had varied widely from just over 4% in parts of the mountains to over 99% in some beach areas. The agreed-upon increases, carried out in two parts, will vary based on location. On average statewide, the base rate will increase about 7.5% on June 1st and another 7.5% on June 1st, 2026. The highest increases generally will occur in parts of eastern North Carolina, hit hard by Hurricane Matthew in 2016 and Florence in 2018. The settlement also bars the Rate Bureau from undertaking an effort to increase rates again before June 1st, 2027. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County. Cold weather sticks around through the weekend with highs ranging from the upper 30s to low 50s and lows dropping into the teens and 20s. Expect sunny skies Friday and Saturday, increasing clouds